All right, let's hit setting the bar story real quick on 99.7 DJX. These are
an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Now, I could say the setting the bar story is, hey, don't travel at too high a rate of speed where you hit a dirt mound and you projectile your car into the air.
That is also a good piece of advice.
However, if you can manage to make it through the day without being the unlucky dude who unlucky enough whose car got disrupted his night's sleep because it went through his living room, then you're doing okay.
Oh man.
Yeah, so this,
what are the odds?
Right, exactly. And you can see this on a doorbell camera. Like the neighbors across the street, you can see this car coming through the air because it had hit this dirt mound at a high rate of speed and it like lifts off. And it careens into the front of this guy's house. Here he is talking about it. Poor David.
It was literally launched and boom, right in my house.
Oh,
I just
wow.
Hear this boom, and the house shakes. And I'm like, what? Like, what's going on? Like, I must be in a sleep stupor or something. I can't process, like, what I'm seeing in front of me. I didn't expect a flying truck.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
it
no,
was...
you don't really expect that to happen.
No, no. Like, 3 a.m, he gets woken up by a loud boom, goes downstairs and sees a truck hanging outside part of his house.
That's a little crazy.
Yeah,
a little crazy. Actually, like, I want to say last year, there was a story of a guy here in town, Valley mm-hmm. Station. His home's been hit, like, multiple times.
Yeah, like he's on a corner though.
Yeah, four different cars have yeah. hit his house.
I know, poor guy. I remember the news talking to him.
Yes.
So
and
yeah.
his family's been there for like, you know, generations. Mm-hmm. So he doesn't want to move.
Well, he was appealing, I think, to the city, to like put up some sort of stop sign or something
guard
like
rails.
That. Yeah, guardrails
yeah.
in front of his house.
Yeah.
So it didn't happen. So I mean, so he understands
yep.
what David's going through.
Yep.
That's for sure. The
yep.
star of our setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without being unlucky enough that a car flies through the air and hits your house, you're doing okay.
You don't necessarily think about that. Like
nope.
when you're house shopping. Like,
no, and maybe you
is
should.
There a high possibility that a car might fly into this house at some point?
Yeah, and if that answer is yes, then maybe you...
Maybe we move on.
Take a look at another house.
Yeah. I don't know how you determine that, I guess... Was this house on a corner, too?
No, it was in a cul-de-sac.
Oh, wow.
Which is wild, yeah.
That is wild.
Yeah. That's your State of the Bar story on 99.7 DJX.